Blog Talk Radio.
Good greetings, family. I'm Brother Yusiku L. And what we're going to do is, because it's Mother's Day, we're just going to do a rerun from 8.11 and what some of the information Kaya went into. But what I want to do is I want to wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day. I also want to wish a happy Mother's Day to anyone that has nurtured a child. Because the mothering energy is something that if you nurture the child, or if you mentor the child, or if the child looks up to you in some way. And I want to also wish you happy Mother's Day too. But right now, I'm going to play the show. It's from April 11th, 2016. Peace and love.
That was 10 Alley by Little Milton, for those of you that are familiar with that blues music. So good evening, everyone. Good evening, Brother Yusiku, Brother Kael. How are you all doing out there?
Fine, Sister Fola.
Okay.
Fine,
Brother Yusiku.
Fine. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Kind of a little drained, I guess. I don't know. The weather is up and down, up and down, up and down. Excuse me. I guess my energy is a little low today, but I will try to do my best this evening to bring it back up, you know, for the most part. But I want to thank you and Brother Yusiku and the family for coming on this evening, and it's going to be like a freestyle this evening. So if anybody has an experience or had an experience and had, you know, remedy, or maybe you didn't have remedy and maybe you want to discuss it, that's fine with us. Or if you got a remedy, you want to discuss it, that is fine with us also. And excuse me, I'll read my letter that I got back from the DMV, their response. And one of the brothers gave me a response from his Chase mortgage, and it's kind of like contradictory in the wording that they have. But what it all boils down to is that they discharged his mortgage, so he doesn't have a mortgage anymore. I'll read you that letter also, or the little statement that they put in the letter. So we're going to give honor where honor is due, as you well know. Good evening, family, to the ancestors and the creator. If it wasn't for them, you know, we would, wouldn't be here today. And not only that, they guide us, they lead us, they direct us, and they always have that special attention for us, whether we know it or not. So we always honor them. And may we continue to abide and do the things that we should do with their guidance. Also like to thank Brother Yusiku for this venue, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be giving you remedy, or you giving us remedy to give to others. So we want to thank him for the venue. And I know that he has some announcements, more than likely, that he would like to make. So I don't want to miss out on him this week like I did last week. And I apologize for that. But with so many of you had questions, it was kind of hard to get to certain people during that time. But anyway, we want to thank you once again for coming on. And let's make sure that we get the housekeeping rules together, which are: number one, press star one if you have a question coming to the queue, and star six to leave out any background noise. And so far, so good with this blog talk venue. We respect one another, whether we agree or disagree. We do not talk over one another. We do not use profanity. And we respect everyone's opinion, and I want to thank everybody for that. So, let me see. Oh, the disclaimer. Entertainment purposes only. This information is for that And you know that we're not attorneys, nor are we lawyers. So if you would like to get their advice, then you have to hire them. And we know what happens when you go there. So anyway, entertainment purposes only, and we hope that this information will be very useful to you. Now, let's see. Without further ado, Brother Kaya. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Let me see if Brother Yusiku first has these announcements. He dropped off. He'll come back on. Brother Kaya. Anything?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I know you got
cut in anytime he gets ready.
Yeah, okay. But he dropped off.
Hey,
though,
what
so
George Clinton said, we don't cut in, we just butt in.
Okay.
And Sister Foley, like I said, as well, you know, I'd like to thank the Father Yahweh, the Son Yahweh, and the Holy Spirit Yahweh, the three of one. And like I said, God lives in us all. Now, some folks may not like it and put them on the back burner. If they like hell in their own mind and they like hell in their own world, so be it. I don't. So that's just the way it is. And also, Sister Fola, I'd like to thank you because you are a very wonderful, very a mild but yet stern and strong voice, pleasant, for being the hostess. And I get a lot of compliments about you all the time, even today and yesterday as well.
So, thank you.
So you're welcome, and it's only true. It's only true. And again, you know, this is our show. You know, our ratings is really wonderful, and because of our listeners out there, and like I said, this is not my show and just your secret show and photo show. It is your show. This is the show where you can come on and sit in the driver's seat, and long as you know how to drive or travel, telling the truth and have a remedy, you are welcome to pilot this ship anytime you get ready. And that's just the way it is. And we also, as well, Sister Fola, get a lot of compliments about how we treat, you know, our family members that come on, how we're respectful to them. Now, I've heard a lot of things out there, ain't saying no names, how other people treat other people that comes on, you know, their show. But like I said, hey, the grown folks radio station, everybody can speak, everybody can have a good time, and be, you know, all you have to do is be respectful. So, I mean, we have some very wonderful people that listen to the show. I mean, some very powerful people, people with some prestige just as well. I'm a student just as well, but just as well that listen to the Ring and Stone Network. And I mean, these are no small fries. You know, I'll put it that way. I'm going to say this here. When you can afford a few of your own private jets, then you know you can't be broke. So, you know, the show is growing, it's getting better. And like I said, some wonderful things that's coming. We have some very, very good people that work in certain departments that is very beneficial to keep your pockets from growing flat or remaining flat. So, like I said, we thank all our family members, and the ones that's been on will be first in line, first in time to get some remedies and get results for what we have. Because, like I said, you know, it's a pecking order. Everybody's invited. But then again, same time, you know, as our family members and listeners that have seniority, and the way it looked like, it's plenty to go around. And like I said, things that happen more wonderfully happen, very great. And so I may be a little late a few days giving our listeners a call back when they get an email. I haven't forgotten about you so much that I have to make a list. So, and the thing is, we got things that's working, and we're getting down to a point where pretty soon they're like, oh, no, we can't even have you to come to court because, you know, we have you where, you know, we can't pull you in there, or it have a, I ain't going to say do not detain, it have a leave you alone type of status, I'll put it that way. So, again, we're going to have a little bit of fun tonight. And if you is your sequel back in, Sister Fola?
No, he's not in yet. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, when he come in, then when he come in, he can rock and roll. But if you want to tell your, you know, your event that happened, and that'll be wonderful. And like I said, I'm going to brag on my brother from North Carolina because they've been messed with him for a while, and so now when he put his proper documentation, then they just have him to come two times a day, back to back to back to back to back. But then they don't even speak to him. So, and there's a reason that they're doing that. So, you know, like I said, if you will, Sister Fuller, then later on I'm going to, you know, call out some name of our very supporting family member that we can call on them and they can call on us. So we're getting good. And we're going to talk a little bit, too, about, again, our families filing the UCC. And when they file them, they seem to be ignored still. And when I look over some of them, there are some things that's missing. And once you have a very good UCC, then it's all about filing them correctly. And it's not slapping them in miscellaneous either. So we'll talk about that this evening. And some key words on the bottom of that UCC when they have leasor, leasee, consignor, consignee, and all that good stuff, bailor, bailee. All of these words need to be looked up one at a time so you know what they mean. So someone will just tell you what their opinion of it is, and you'll know how to actually make them jokers stick. So, and then I have some things that I'm looking at about getting the UCC in the commercial registry. So I got some documentations and some of the websites I'm looking up at the United States Department of Commerce and blah, blah, blah. And so while I'm working it, I can get a family member that to look into it and find out something about it and tell me what to do and, you know, and instruct me on it. But it's going to go into the system, and it's going to register, and that, and it's like this here. We're going to rock and roll, but before I get into it, about lining up court cases and lining up traffic tickets and blah, 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 and making a rendering no good, you go ahead and do your thing, Sister Fola, do your thing.
Okay. Well, my letter went to the Department of Motor Vehicle. The administrator is the person's name is Christine Nizer. And I get a letter back from the State of Maryland Office of the Attorney General, Maryland Department of Transportation Motor Vehicle Administration. So evidently they turned the letter over to them. And it says, dear Ms. Williams, your most recent set of submissions to the administrator of the Motor Vehicle Administration, MVA, including a true bill and a notice, have been referred to this office for response. So, yeah, they turned it over to them. We have reviewed your mailing and find it does not state a right to a hearing or any cognizable claim against the MVA or the State of Maryland. If you wish to appeal the denial of an administrative hearing, you must do so within 30 days by filing an action for judicial review in the circuit court for the county of your residence. And this is from the Assistant Attorney General, from the Attorney General's office. Now, personally, 30 days to file in their court system with me is not going to fly. I gave them an affidavit, and they have to go point by point, and they did not do that. So I would think the best way to deal with this is to either continue on with the administrative process or take it to not their court but the common law court. What do you think, Brother Kyle?
Well, what I would do also, Sister Fola, too, even though we know that, and now this is, you know, my opinion about it. And like I said, it may be some good. It may not be worth two dead flies on the fence smashed. Now, one thing about the statutes and the codes that they use, if they're in harmony with common law, I would use it. Now, they have statutory laws claiming the garbage that they claim. Most of them are very ignorant to the laws. Now, in the same token, now the right to travel in the DMV, the rules that we're talking about is the rules that they have and that they come up with, and these new people do not like to listen to what their own rules are. So there's statutory law, what is called public law, and there's public policy that says that you're correct. And I would whip them with their own statutes because it says that you can, and then I would whip them with the law. And that's just the way it is. So, you know, all statutes and codes are not bad in a sense if they're in harmony with common law. So you have the right to use those and enforce those. Now, one thing about the affidavit process, what I like to do is not just get a notary to stamp that joker. And I'm going to tell you a secret, too, now. You can send it to the Secretary of State, and a lot of people know it, and get it certified or authenticated. And, you know, and if you don't mind paying $41, you can go and get that joker stamped by the federal court as a non-judicial filing or non-judicial review. And when they see that federal court seal and that federal court case number on there, that makes them all straighten up and act right. Because now the federal court got their seals on it just as well. So, that lets them know they bigger boss, they got an eye on these things. And so, therefore, they tend to want to act right when you put the hammer over their head. So that could be done just like Brother Davin. I don't know if he's on this evening, but anyway, he had such a time over there in Milwaukee, man, they didn't want to file nothing. I mean, when I said nothing, they didn't want to file other than, boy, they went some rounds. So he finally took the time out to go and do what we had talked about doing, went to the federal court, placed that in federal court as a non-judicial review, non-judicial filing, not a complaint. Because if they filed $450, you're trying to file a complaint as far as they're concerned. And guess what? That went smooth. And I mean, after all of the fight and the knockdown drag out, he got that done.
Well, that's good.
Definitely got it done. So, you can use the statutes if they're in your favor. And it won't put you under their jurisdiction. Just that this de facto corporation is not invincible. And people put it in their mind that they can't be beat. And they are rough customers. I'm not going to lie to you. And, these people get paid to lie. They get paid to hide stuff. They get paid to steal your money. Mm-hmm. And they get paid to run out the back door. And they cronies and their constituents is right in with them. So, like I said, no matter how big a tree is, you chop on it long enough, it's going to fall. So,
that
tree hard. Oh, isn't that tree hard? You see an 18-wheeler hit a tree and tear the truck up. But guess what? Keep chopping on it. And it's eventually going to fall. So, again, don't let these people off the hook.
Oh, I'm not.
And like I said,
we
can enforce these things.
I know.
So, you can use now their own law and their boss. The Supreme Court, now this is their boss, said that you have to respect this. If there's a statute that, even though I ain't too crazy about statutes, but if there's a statute said you got to do it, then use that against them and use the law just as well. You can use the legal side and the lawful side if it's in your favor. That just gives them less reason and less excuse to be dirty. So,
I'm definitely going to use those laws that I found in their Maryland vehicle annotated code book.
Rough there.
Yeah, I found those, so I'll use those along with some others that I have. But let me just also share this. it's a case that I have, most of you may know, filed in New York. Well, it's in reference to my property. So the other day in the mail, I got one of the envelopes back. Now, the envelope that I got back was addressed to this person that was supposed to be in charge of liens and releases and liens assignment department at Fannie Mae. Well, that envelope with all that information when I filed it in the federal court came back saying addressee unknown. So I'm saying, that's interesting because this person is in my forensic audit, and they are supposed to be the vice president of liens, releases, and assignments, that department. And also they're supposed to have some type of a title with MERS. So I said, this is very interesting because now this is proof that these people don't exist, but yet they're in my report. So just keep your prayers in for me so that when I go to court, and I think it's sometime in May that I go up there around the third week in May, that I'm going to carry my evidence, of course, and, all the rest of the stuff that I have. But that just goes to show you that the corruption is real, real deep. And if I did not have that forensic audit done you know, I would not have known about any of this. So I just thought I'd just let you know an update on what's going on with that. And one of my other envelopes came back, another one. And these people, the main defendant was not at that address, but luckily enough, I looked on the website for that corporation, and I sent them one anyway within the 30 days, because if you don't do it within 30 days, then you got to wait another day. So they end up getting it. It hasn't come back yet, and plus their address is out there in the public on the website, so that should be interesting too. Okay, let me go ahead and read you what Mr. X, you know, who came on with the DMV affidavit information a few weeks ago. Someone sent him this about their mortgage. The company was Chase. Now, they kind of contradict themselves, but for the most part, they discharged this person's mortgage. And it says here, this communication is an attempt to collect a debt, and any information obtained will be used for that purpose. If you are presented by an attorney, please refer this letter to your attorney and provide us with the attorney's name, address, and telephone number. However, to the extent your original obligation was discharged or is subject to an automatic stay of bankruptcy under Title 11 of the United States Code, Bankruptcy Code, this notice is for compliance with non-bankruptcy law and or informational purposes only, and does not constitute an attempt to collect a debt or to impose personal liability for such obligation. Nothing in this letter, including our use of the words your loan, mortgage, or account, means that you're required to repay a debt that's been discharged. I'll say that again. Nothing in this letter, including our use of the words your loan, mortgage, or account, means that you're required to repay a debt that's been discharged. Any payment you make on the account is voluntary, but we still have rights under the security instrument, including the right to foreclose on the property. Now, that debt has been discharged, but yet, if I'm understanding what I'm reading and saying, they still can discharge under whatever security instrument they're talking about. Now, don't you think that's a contradiction, Brother Kyle?
Yeah, yes, it is. And see, what they're doing is a contract type of situation. They're like, we're letting you out, but we're trying to leave a door open for us to bother you again. And just like Sister Fuller, when got that forensic audit for you, if you notice, when you knock one servicer out, here comes the other one. And see,
that's
a lot
right.
of people like, I got him. And so what? I think you had about, what, so-called 11 servicers or someone in that ballpark?
Who, me?
Your servicers there? Yeah. On your
audit,
you had about, what was it, about 9 or 11 servicers?
I had, oh, my gosh. Let me see. I had about,
well,
yeah,
it was more than one.
Yeah, it was more than, it was about 6 or 7 of them. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And see, and the reason they do that, when you take them to court, another one would come, and another one would come, and another would come. But see, when you get them, you got to get them all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, and that's one of the tricks that they do. But in that letter, you know, one of the, you know, the gentlemen that we work with has done this twice, mm-hmm. and has another letter saying that the debt has been discharged. So my thing is, it's almost like when you're dealing with a, what you call those, talk on those bill collectors, or they buy a bill, and I'll tell you guys what I use to.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what
mm-hmm.
happened is, you knock one off, and then they talk about, here come another one. Well, we couldn't enforce that, but now we don't want to get our company sued. So then someone else will come along and buy it. And come along and buy
mm-hmm.
it. And come along and buy it.
Yep.
So that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've knocked these jokers down. It's in the pack, and I'm going to read this letter too. Now, it says right here, no, it says consumer name. It has, you know, of course, the old capital letter name, blah, blah, blah. It says, we have received your request for an investigation of your dispute. CBCS has taken the following actions. Stop all collection activity and close your account with our office. Return the account to the creditor listed below. If we have reported your account, we have requested.
Hey, peace and greetings, family. Brother Yusiku here again. Just to let folks know, this is a rerun. So if you do have questions, please email Brother Kyle or Sister Fola. Because this is it's Mother's Day, so this is a rerun of an earlier broadcast from April 11th. And we appreciate your loyalty, though. Come on and listen. Doing Mother's Day. So once again, I wish everyone to have a happy Mother's Day, even the nurturers. And if you do, email Kayo. I'll come back on later and give you Kayo's email address. Peace and love. Now we're going to continue.
USC 1692G. Fold it up, stuck a stamp on it, stuck it back in the mail. And to tell you the truth, I want my stamp money back, to be honest with you. You called me to spend some money on this flim flam. You know, make me want to get you. But you know, like I said, they better hope I don't run out of people to slay for the past, what they did to me and tried to do, because I ain't letting nobody go. I want it all. So it was something just that simple.
Right.
You know, it's just that simple. So, and, you know, these things can be removed just as well. So they're not...
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not that bad. And the problem that I noticed that we've had and I've had too is we believe a lie that they tell us. And as soon as you try to put something in, the law says that they can't do it and they do it anyway. Like I said, people get their spirit broke and they're like, oh, this is no good. It is some good. It's some good.
That is correct.
And like I said, sooner or later, that tree going to fall.
It is, you
so
know.
Keep chopping it.
And, you know, I did kind of like you did, you know, you gave me some pointers, but I also, you know, told them that I sent them a copy on a UCC 11 information request, and it said the form didn't show any creditors, such as your company not being listed, and I owe you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you write me again with this nonsense, I'm going to take legal action against your company. So that was a third company. You know, they sold the debt to them. The other company couldn't get anything out of me, and this one not going to get anything out of me. And for the credit bureaus, what I did with them, I let them know that they had those negative items, and I wanted them removed. And if you don't remove them, then I'm going to, you know, take legal action against you. But what I know that they would do, they would send another letter holding you up saying that we need identification from you. And this time I got them because I told them that if I have a username and a password with one of the credit bureau's website, then that should be proof enough with me giving you the report of the items I want removed. And I said, don't ask me for any identification because I'm not going to give you any, especially a Social Security number when I don't have to give it to you. And I cited the law for not giving you or disclosing that information. It will be a felony if it's disclosed. And that you would be extorting money, you know, or accessory to the fact because the other person is extorting money from me, and somebody's going to be in trouble for that. So hopefully with that information and everything, they'll take them off and not want to be sued. And the other third-party creditor telling them that they're trying to extort money from me, let them know, okay, well, somebody's going to end up going to jail if you keep this up. So, anyway, hopefully all that information, they'll process it and say, okay, well, we took them off, you know, and here's the information that you want in your report, doesn't have that information on it anymore. And the other people will go away. So that's how I did mine. You know.
Well, you know, that's correct. Now, Sister Fulton, what you can do is you use that UCC 11.
Mm-hmm.
If anything is not reported through the Secretary of State as a debt, that means that debt is not validated, and it is not valid, that it's not a debt or a real lien. It's just a notice. And a notice is not a lien. Just like a notice of $5 million is not $5 million. You know,
mm-hmm.
So $5 million is $5 million. So a notice of a lien or a debt is not a debt. Now, here's the thing. They put the proof on top of that paperwork. It says here, this is an attempt from a debt collector, an attempt to collect the debt. Now, what I did, the guy almost cussed me out. The woman almost cussed me out on the phone. She says, I'm recording this call. Is it okay? Most people said no. I said, yeah, because I'll write down the date and time and prove it if I do sue you. So I'm like, yeah, record this because what I'm going to ask you, you ain't going to like it. So at least you recorded it. Now, first of all, I said that they asked me, are you, well, you know, so-and-so, so-and-so. I said, yeah, that's me.
Uh-huh.
How can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to warn you, this is a debt collector, an attempt to collect a debt, and this call may be recorded. Can we record it? Yes, please do. They said, well, we have here you owe this and you owe that, this amount on this date from this person. And I let them. I was real nice. I'm like, okay. And then, well, how do you want to make a payment? I said, well, first of all, let's get this situated first. Let's get this thing correct. And I said, now, you're a debt collector, right? Yes. And I said, now, you're attempting to collect a debt, right? They said, yeah. And I said, now, what is the debt in front of you that said that it says I owe? Oh, it is $308. And I said, now, you got that bill in front of you, that debt in front of you, right? Yeah. And I said, well, you collected the debt then, so don't call me no more because you collected it. And boy, she got mad. You can tell she almost said, you mother. You heard she stopped herself. And she's
uh-huh.
like, look, sir, not the ma'am, you done just said that you collected the debt. You was collecting the debt. Guess what? You got the debt in front of you, so you collected debt because I said, damn, sure ain't going to get no payment from me. So, and besides, you can't collect payment because I don't take gold and silver nowhere. If you did, I still wouldn't give it to you. So I said, don't call me no more, that foolish. You collected the debt. You just admitted you got it. You collected it. Enjoy your day and don't call me no more. I'm going to sue you.
That was a joke.
So, yeah, I'm just saying, hey, you said you wanted to collect the debt. And I said, did you have the bill or the debt in front of you? Yeah. Well, then you collect. So they got angry. But blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to kick it. You know, we're going to go on a little bit, too, Sister Foley, if you're done. I want to talk a little bit about the UCC, the proper filing. Even if you get your UCC right, you have to file them right, if you don't mind.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay.
I don't see Brother UCC.
Now, oh, that's all right. You know, we'll be right, Chim, if you're there. Now, it's the same with a court case, same with a traffic ticket. Now, I've heard a lot of people say my UCC has been ignored, and I hear a lot of that, and I see it. And some of them is not perfected, which it doesn't mean that you're stupid. It don't mean that you're a fool. It's just that you just don't know. And like I said, now, what makes you stupid, if you know something, you still keep following the path that don't work. Now, that's stupid. We all have a level of ignorance because if we didn't, the remedy already be there. We wouldn't have to worry about the Ringing Stone Network being a place for remedy because you have it, and I would have it already. But here's what goes on now. A lot of people, I put it like this here, a lot of things I deal with incarceration or even instruments. Now, I'm just going to say it, and that's just the way it is. A lot of people pay a lot of money for this, to get folks of prison, get folks out of jail. You have to use the Bailey Baylor. And Sister Fuller, when somebody get locked up, you don't have enough money in you know, your purse or your wallet, what do people call a bail bonds agent, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, listen what it says, a bail bondsman. See, I know who they are because I had to use them myself. So, you know, now notice the word bail. If a bail bonds agent, look who they got in court, a bailiff. if you don't know how to use that, the bailiff in court, you know, the bailiff can either lock you up or let you go.
Mm-hmm.
They got a bailiff in court, and you got a bail bond, not a bond, a bail bond agent, and you got on the UCC a bailor, bailee.
Mm-hmm.
Bailor, bailee. And them words is not there just because it looks cute. These words should be looked up. Look up all those words on that UCC, consigner, consignee, leasor, leasee, bailor, bailee, ag lien, agricultural lien. Look these words up. And see, all of the stuff is in there. Now, your UCC is not the one with the teeth. It's the security agreement. You know, you got the financing statement. You got the security agreement, a secured agreement. So my thing is, instead of just listening to people, he said, even just listen to what I say, or what I think I may know, and I ain't said that I know, but I said what I think I may know. Just listen to that. What you do is look these words up. You're in jail. You need to be bailed out. And that's the bottom line. And you got bailor, bailee. Everything is in there that can get us out of jam. We just have to learn how to use it. And, yes, these people are crooked. Yes, they are dirty. But there is not the whole problem. The problem is that we don't know how to use the tools we got a lot of times to make these people go away. You have to sprinkle some holy water on them. So it's in there. You have to. You have to sprinkle some holy water in there and some holy commerce water. And yet, because if you get it right, folks are there, get out your way. You sprinkle that holy commercial water on them. And them jokers, boy, they'll run for the hills. Because why? Not because of necessarily the law, but they're going to run because of the commerce. See, these people, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. So when these folks come at you all evil, what you attack? You attack that money.
Mm-hmm.
What is money? Commerce. We have a lot of people hoop and holler about the UCC and the jurisdiction and blah, blah, blah. First of all, well, don't get into it and this and that. That's real nice. Or if you don't get into that position, you don't have to go to court. Yeah, that's true. But all of us don't have that technique at the moment, and we're working on it right now. And there is some people that know it. But until you know it, until I know it, we have to, you know, defend ourselves the best way we can. The best way to do that is make them pay more than they'll gain, and or you jam up the commercial instruments. And so now we got the UCC. Let's say you get it right. Most people, along with me too, and I got the proof at the time that I went there and let them file it on the miscellaneous. And guess what? That's not a real good thing because, first of all, you want to lien someone's bonds. You want to lien their BC in a sense. You want to lien the account, the Social Security account, what they call it, because they're using these funds to keep you locked up. And that's what they do. So what you do is you lien them. Now, when they put that in miscellaneous, that is not a lien. They file it as a notice of lien. That is still not a lien. So guess what? You got a beautiful UCC that's not even filed right, and it will not work because guess what? It's not in the public record as a lien. And then I will slap an additional commercial lien on it. And I'm going to tell it, you get a traffic ticket, and we have the documents. You get a traffic ticket. It has a security number or a bond tracking number on it, like a court case. You know, you see some of them have it in red or black. Now, these tickets are worth more than what they're trying to extract out of your pocket. What you do, if you lien a court case, a case is really called a cause, a procuring cause, court case.
Mm-hmm.
And that case number or cause number tracks the bond until it turns into a security, which they'll assign a CUSIP number and an ISIN number to it. Now, here's the thing, and now I work with some Tier 1, Tier 2 traders, some of the big boys. They deal with billions and trillions, and, you know, so, you know, I got to hang out with the big fish to learn, you know, how to be a big fish. So, you know, I just get me, I'm like that fly, hang out with that bumblebee. I get me a thumbtack, tape it on my button, throw me a couple of yellow and black stripes around my waist, and act like I'm a throw that back up off of me. So, now, you know, folks ain't worried about flies, but they watch them bees because the bees will tear you up. But anyway, what happens is when you lane these cases, you're laning the bond tracking number, and guess what? They can't sell it, and they can't use it. And just like I was told, I talked to a senior executive vice president over the past week, I think it was a Friday. You cannot take anything into a trade or the stock market or security and make money off of it if there's an encumbrance, which means a lien. It's no good. So you lien the court case. You lien the ticket, public record. And guess what? They can't make any money. They can't sell it. And guess what? If you don't have a case, you don't have a charge. Charge is to generate funds to get to pull off of your credit, and that's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
So to make a long story short, you lien this. And now when you file that UCC, you should make sure, let's say for your property, again, like I said, I got the proof. Me and Brother Cato was working on that just as well, and it worked wonderful. When you lien that case, you lien it, quarters, and say, hey, I filed a UCC and they filed it in miscellaneous. I got it made, man, I got it made. No, you don't. When you make sure that they file that as a lien, and when you're dealing with your property, and when you file your house, don't forget on your UCC, file the land, too, because a lot of people say, I'm going to file this property, and guess what? They leave the land. We had a gentleman, and the judge said, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, oh, yeah, no, we can't touch that. Yeah, we'll be on the hook for that $100 million. So guess what the judge told him? Well, now you, okay, well, that's fine. You know, I respect that, and no, we can't take your house, but get your house off our property, off that, I mean, excuse me, get your house off the land, because they didn't file the land
down
there. Wow. So, the thing is, the whole world, remember even in crime 27 CFR 72.11, all crimes are commercial. Really, everything is commerce here. So what you do is you properly lien that, get your UCC done right. And if you don't put ag lien on it, I'm going to tell you, you through anyway, because an agricultural lien protects it under Article 9. So once you got a beautiful UCC and it looks like gold, somebody gave it to you or sold it to you, and it's beautiful and you still get in trouble and it didn't work, 9 times out of 10, you did not add an extra lien to it, a what you call a commercial lien also as well, and using some of your state laws. Then you make sure that the county recorder filed that as a lien and file it. If you're dealing with property, movable, immovable, what have you, it got to be filed. Real estate. Real estate means royal estate for filing. So, and like I said, we'll talk a little bit about that. You lien them court cases up, and guess what? A UCC-1 is not a lien. So if you just filed a UCC-1, now it's a good smoke screen, but you have to have a secured agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Your agreement
exactly.
has to be secured. What they call it, a security agreement. So,
mm-hmm.
so do we have any questions at the moment?
Oh, yes, we have a question. Okay, caller 312. Good evening, caller 312. Where are you calling from?
Well, Chicago.
Chicago?
Chicago. Okay. Nice to hear from you.
Likewise. I was just gonna just reference 63C, MJUR 2D, subsection 247.
Say that again, brother. Say that a little slower, cause I ain't too ashamed and too proud to get my pen and paper out. Run it. Run that again.
It's a 63C.
Mhm.
MJUR. 2D, section 247.
2D as in David or 2D
yeah,
as in?
Yeah, as in David.
Okay. So 63 USC?
No, 63C.
Oh, 63C.
Yes.
Okay. And then that's 2D, subsection 247?
Yes.
Okay. And what does that exactly say?
Basically, that all public officers and employees, they all owe a fiduciary duty to the public.
Okay.
And so, like, they take care of everything, you know, mortgages, court cases, because they owe a fiduciary duty to the public. They're the ones that have to settle the matter. But you have to appoint them.
Okay.
A clerk of court of justice is essentially a ministerial officer of the court who has charge of the clerical part of his business. A clerk is also sometimes called a pro notary, sometimes described as an administrative officer or as a mere arm or hand of the court. The clerk is its official scribe, an assistant whose principal duty is to make a correct memorial of the court proceeding. He has custody of the court's records and seals with power to certify to the correctness of transcripts from such records and possesses authority to perform certain acts of a judicial nature incidental to his ministerial duties. So all of these judges and clerk in the court and even the third party that's calling the people harassing them about the property, the judge has a fiduciary responsibility. So first and foremost, you must accept the oath of office. You have to accept his oath of office and bind him to a contract. And then 63C, he has to be a fiduciary to the public. There's no getting out of it. That's a silver bullet right there. Can't get out of fiduciary appointment.
You know what, Mr. Chi-Town, even though I know y'all got some snow out there not too long ago, I'm going to pick with you a little bit. Let me say this real quick, too, because you had brought that up and I had said it before. Now, you know how, let's say, for instance, if I have a policy that you don't like, what you don't do, you don't accept it, correct? So when you don't accept the policy, you're not bound by it. Now, one thing about the judge's oath of office in the Constitution, it lets you know that you are not a party to that. Why? Because, first of all, you wasn't there, you wasn't born, and it don't apply to you until you accept the policy. It's just like a treaty. A treaty does not apply to you unless you accept the policy. Now, they have to respect it, and they have to give you protection. That's why a lot of people said accept the judge's oath of office. But they don't explain, okay, well, why should I accept the judge's oath of office or accept the Constitution? Because, you know, they already got it and blah, blah, blah. That didn't apply to you. You wasn't born back then, no way, you know, unless, you know, it was a past lifetime, which could be possible. So the policy does not apply to you unless you accept the policy. Now you can bound them and they're bonded to it. Am I correct, Mr. Chicago?
Yeah, you got to bound them to it. But let me just share this with you real quick. It's called public officers. It's called the 63C is the public officers and employees. It says as expressed otherwise, the powers delegated to a public officer are held in trust for the people and are to be exercised in behalf of the government or of all citizens who may need the intervention of the officer. Furthermore, the view has been expressed that all public officers within whatever branch and whatever level of government and whatever be their private vocations are trustees of the people. And accordingly, labor under every disability and prohibition imposed by law upon trustees relative to the making of personal financial gain from a discharge of their trust. That is, a public officer occupies a fiduciary relationship to the political entity on whose behalf he or she serves and owes a fiduciary duty to the public. It has been said that the fiduciary responsibilities of a public officer cannot be less than those of a private individual. Furthermore, it has been stated that any enterprise undertaken by the public official which tends to weaken public confidence and undermine the sense of security for individual rights is against public policy.
Sounds really great, and it's right there in the American jurisprudence.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a very, very, very heavy deal. And you know, another thing is, like, that sounds like, now, if I've spoken with you before, and, man, you got more boots on the ground than I do. And when I had spoke with you a while back, and it goes back to a point where you can see where once you hit them with the proper rules that they can escape, they'll straighten up and fly right, or they'll act like, you know, you're an alien in their presence.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But this is what's so powerful about this is the very first line of it. You see what I'm saying? It says, the public officers are held in trust for the people. So that's letting you know about the Cecil K. Vine right there. And it says within whatever branch or whatever level of government and whatever be their private vocation are trustees of the people. So they can't get out of it. This is it, people. It's like you have problems, you give them this.
Okay, so 63, the American jurisprudence, 2D, public officers and employees, section 247, correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it. All right.
You got to start making these servants do their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trespassing against us. So if they're trespassing against us, you know, they got their hand in the cookie jar. Make them pull the cookies out.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
So this is the shit right there that makes every one of them run.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you, brother.
But you really gotta know what you're saying when you're appointing, because they will try to trick you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and you know what? And that just goes to say, now if you don't accept the policy, it don't apply to you. If you don't accept the oath of office to the Constitution, really the main one in 1787, neither one of them apply to you. The Constitution says, you know, the Supreme Court said you don't have a right to complain in a suit about the Constitution because you're not a party to it, but they didn't tell you that you have to accept it. You're not a party to a treaty. Why? Because you did not accept the treaty. You didn't accept it, so guess what? You didn't accept working at McDonald's, so guess what? They're not going to hire you, and it doesn't apply to you. So, and it's a little bitty trick. The stuff is hidden right in our face. And the, you know, the funny part about it is, even myself, I have to go back and uncomplicate, you know, things of this matter. And that's like when you're dealing with, and let's say here, when you're dealing with property taxes or you're dealing with a foreclosure, the thing is, it's when you look at the law, those laws did not apply to you because you did not accept certain protections, which is called the Homestead Act or the Homestead Right. But if you can whoop them here, you can whoop them all over the place just as well. And these pink trustees owe you a duty, but if you don't accept it, they don't owe you anything.
And look at what number it is.
Yes, indeed. You're absolutely correct.
You know.
So that is a wonderful piece of information.
I mean, if that's all you have to do. If you're gonna go in there, I don't advise people to go in there. But you know, if you want to go in there and you know, and get your feet wet, and I don't know, you know, if you want to, you know, be out there in the public talking private shit, you know, it's like you have to evaluate and go for it. But,
mm-hmm.
And you know, with certain things we don't know, we have to, you know, go for what we know.
But I ask them, how did all this start? They say, well, shit, they mailed me the summons, they mailed me the complaint. Shit, mail is back. 53C, Adam Judge, 2D247.
And you know what? And that goes to show you that they're using administrative procedure, like, because they sent you something in the mail and said if you don't respond, you're held to it. So that lets you know that the Administrative Procedure Act does work even in your favor.
It's all contract. That's all it is. It's contract.
Correct.
What are the terms and conditions of this contract? The terms and conditions of this contract is I just made you trustee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you owe a fiduciary duty to the public. You're an officer, an employer, a public officer, an employee. I'm like, Judge, are you a public officer, an employee? Oh, yes, I am. Well, that's great. But today, for someone to the Power of Appointment Act of 1951 and 63C, you're my fiduciary trustee. Have a nice day.
And they just admitted it on the record.
Oh, man, my public business is done.
But isn't it like a mixture of what you and Kyle are saying, because you got to express it, which is if it's equity or private, plied or express. You know what I mean? So, like, it's kind of like what Kyle saying, what you're saying together. You got to still let him know that you got to appoint him fiduciary trustee to settle the matter. Don't you have to let peace family? You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Which is a form of accepting his oath, or accepting, even if you give him 53C, you still should have to, which is accepting. It's like, I accept your responsibility that you're a fiduciary / trustee, handle the obligation. Should it be that way?
I just want to say
peace, family, while I'm in here, because I'm dealing with kids and stuff, my daughter, but this is Brother Ample. He's done some cross-platform. We haven't stolen from Beverly D., but he's been sharing with us from Beverly D. And also then this Tuesday, Beverly D is allowing us to run one of her programs on the network, which deals with the Anunnaki, the Nibiru, and his brother gives some very valuable research of something. They call me Mr. Doomsday. Maybe happening out there in our stratosphere. But this particular lecture, he gives you enough information to make it real. And what the spirit has me trying to do is prepare black folk that there may become a phenomena that if this planet go by it, it's going to change some stuff, and black folks ain't prepared for white folks are getting, and our government are. But and that's a part of our more, we're doing more cross-platform stuff, sharing with Beverly D, Ron Marsh Show, and Know the Ledge, which is helped give the exposure, but it also helps us all three programs get our message out, you know, in these days and times. But I you know, and I just had a four-card reading, and it's funny because the second card was about contracts and trust. So I was like, whoa, this lady's you know, and she specifically read the reading and said there's some good contracts coming for you, blah, 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 good contracts for your network, blah, 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 blah. Went and read the other two cards and came back, and it was like the word trust slipped out of her mouth because she didn't associate it with anything. So, you know, it was the spirit just land, you know, basically look at your trust. And family, also, one other thing, if you go back to last Thursday, Brother Ampu did his first cross-platform on our network last Thursday, where he dealt with some of the issues that he's dealing with now, you know. And with that, I say peace. You know, family, and thank you. Thank you, Sister Fola. Thank you, Brother Kyle. I love both of y'all. And
thank you.
For coming over and visiting.
Love you too.
You know, and keep on going with the network, you know. I you know, that cross platform actually just a testimony of how it's been working. There's a lady that got a reading from Angel that said, oh, and tell Brother Kyle I'm gonna call him. You see what I'm saying? And Angel works with Beverly D. I met Angel on Beverly D's show, so she just came over and did some stuff for Friday, but somebody wanted to get in touch with Kyle, so it's making our family get bigger. You see what I mean? And it makes us a more value-added network between the three of us. You see what I'm saying? So it was really, because she said she made sure Angel called me to tell Kyle to look for her email. you know, like that. And the sister.
Oh yeah, I got it up there too, and I'm gonna give her a
you
call.
You got her? Okay. Okay, that'll
yep,
work.
I got her from Dallas, Texas.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's her, and she's been battling some stuff for 5 years, and now she's ready to come, Kaya on the Ring of Stone Network. So that's peace. You know, that's you know, a blessing to what we've been doing. You know, and at that, I'm gonna say peace and love, and thank y'all.
Thank you, brother.
Peace and love. We love you too, brother. You see, cool.
Yes, we sure
yep.
do.
Yep. Well, Mr. Chi-Town, if you will, go ahead and please elaborate, because what I said, you travel real good, brother. You travel real good. Passenger seat.
Oh, no. I said everyone play a part. Don't get like that. I just found that jewel, you know, and it's just like all they have to be a trustee. There's no getting out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go to work.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know, let me ask you this question real quick. You know, like I said,
yeah.
I got my big brother too in the Carolinas. I ain't gonna call him name, but his name is Russell. I'm not just messing with him. But anyway, he turned in, like I said, the claim of life, ecclesiastical deed poll, and some of the other documents. You know, we did the UCC form. You know, they call him to court twice a day and everything. They just sit there, but they won't say nothing to him.
They called him?
Yeah, they say, okay, be at this court date this time and the time. Two times, and they did him that for like 3 or 4 days in a row. And this case has been going on. Now, since they put that paperwork, going on 2 years, and I said, man, you know, that's because they know, you know, that they know they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
No, because he went in the statutory manner.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a formal and there's an informal way to go in. See what I'm saying? And you have to have all of your documents in play. You know, the letters of office, the will. I mean, it's estate planning, so you have to have your trust in play and all of that. So, if those are the only documents they had in play, then you know they need an accounting inventory. They need all the prerequisites that an executor or executrix need to administer their estate.
So would he have to have a living will also?
If he wants to have a living will, I mean, it's all of what the individual. See, the probate in the estate is like you can't follow no one else because it's you. It's all within you. So whatever power, whatever willpower you want to give up yourself, you know, then that's what you put in. That's what you express in the will.
We do have that the living will layout.
You know, last will and testament. I mean, the living will. I mean, I do the last will because the straw man, he's gonna die. Shit. I'm gonna put his ass on the cross and the crucifix. He can't walk. He can't write.
That's correct. Now you know when we put that declaration of claim of life and that deed poll in there, they stopped really talking to him. That way will come, but they won't talk to him.
Sure. I mean, who won't talk to him?
The prosecutor or the judge.
what the prosecutor even doing in this case? You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's supposed to be him and the judge, but if he doesn't say anything and he just keeps on going with it, then that's why it's been 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
This
is a little one horse town where these people didn't have that experience, but I say even the judge know what their kryptonite is. So this is a little country town, and you know they're used to doing business as usual, but that seemed like that put a chink in their armor.
I mean, yeah, but once again, why did you put those documents in there, and what is it that you really want to do? You know what I mean?
Well, the reason for them documents is to relieve them of the status that they consider that you are and that you're not, and those are the necessary documents to put them into their place by saying, hey, look, you know, that I am alive, flesh and blood, man. Here is a declaration of claim of life, which the Sexy KB Act talked about. If you're lost beyond sea and don't come back and make that claim, you know, you're lost beyond the Sea of Admiralty, and therefore you really have no remedy. And the Ecclesiastical Depot on the canon law 36 and 37 or 56 and 57 said they have to respect that, or that's immediate prosecution and removal for these administrative or ministerial judges. So now they don't even talk to them.
Okay, but what is there to talk about? Because once again, when you go into probate, okay, probate is a Latin word. It means to prove, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go in there and have to prove your claim. Yeah, UCC one is cool, this and that, but where's the claim at? Where's the paperwork at?
Mm-hmm.
Is it,
oh, it's filed at the county court and it's put in the record. So I'm really, the way I'm looking at it, they're just, you know, just song and dance and playing with them a little bit. And I'm almost sure they're going to let them go because they have not made a move on them.
Would let them go?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's locked up?
They're going to do that. And they did that. No, he's not locked up. They did that to me one time when I put some documents in. They just burdened me by coming. And then at the end they said, we're dismissing this.
We're still up under that guardian ward relationship, and until that's what we need to terminate.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and also just like Brother Ernest came on with the same thing. He gave them that BC authenticated. He used that that claim of life at depot, slapped it on there. He was on last week, and the judge did just like. That the prosecutor couldn't say nothing. They had to run him down. And old Richard A. Santoni wanted to talk to him and dismissed everything. But like I say, some results may vary a little bit by the knowledge of these administrators. And like I said, when you got a little one-horse town, like I'm from Arkansas, you know, sometimes you got to break these people in. You got to pioneer it.
No, I got what you're saying. I'm listening. All of that. All I'm really stating is that it just depends on what it is that he's got this in, but what is it that he really wants to do? You have to tell these people. You have to prove your claim, and then you have to let them. Hey, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do the forensic accounting and deposit it in XYZ account.
Mm-hmm.
So,
gotcha.
We just go in there and give orders. Don't sit there and go, they're not talking to me, so shit. I gotta come back in another 60 days. Shit.
Yep.
I had to go through all kind of metal detectors and all kind of shit. Just to sit there like Charlie Chaplin and not say a thing.
Right.
You know? If you're gonna go in there, you could tell them to cut the check. You find who's your trustee and cut the check. Shit, wasting my time.
And you know what now? Another thing I like too. After when I had spoke with you and one of you know the other brothers that we had talked to, remember that last week?
Yes.
Let's schedule again because you know we got some good developments that went on. You guys give me a call tomorrow, and probably maybe about 11 o'clock or something like that because. You know, I got some other things, like I said, too, which we have that we have to think that we can't announce on the show because we want to keep it on the private side. It's not that we're hiding. We don't want to advertise certain things. So we have some really great stuff and things are moving forward and some new developments that I want to talk with you guys about. So we're rock and roll. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to tell them, okay, well, now we're in the probate zone. Let's get ready to cut the check. Because they're sitting there. I'm waiting for him to ask for it. The check, I guess. Cut the check.
But this is the thing. Does he have his PC?
Yes, indeed. Authenticated, certified, authenticated with full faith and credit.
Is it deposited?
Huh?
Is it deposited?
Oh yeah. Yes, indeed.
Okay, so is it deposited at the probate court?
Yep, I think he did go down there and put that in there. If not, but I'm going to check and see. We can put that in safekeeping, but I will check on that.
That's the probate. People just think that they're just going to go to probate and just go up in there and everything, and they're just going to be like, oh, okay. It's not that. You got to go up in there. You're making claims against your estate. You're letting them know that you're the bona fide purchaser for value and that you're the creditor.
Exactly. And that's what they do. We just sell them when they say, hey, I'm the beneficiary. So, you know, it's like, hey, so that is he get, say, well, sit there. Well, ain't nobody saying nothing. Okay, well, all right, well. But, yeah, we'll go ahead and put that nail in that coffin.
See, everybody's on the beneficiary. I'm the beneficiary. You know what? They can't talk to the beneficiary.
So that's a hint, then. I got you.
They can't talk to the beneficiary. They're like, shit. We can't talk to him. They just looking at him like, you know, we can't talk to you, right? You know, we can't say a damn.
You know,
thing.
And that makes sense.
So you know, if you're doing the probate thing, you're really in a trustee beneficiary relationship.
All righty. Well, I got you on that one. So we can just nail it quicker. And you know what? And like I said, there was some gentleman I had spoke with. I think one of the brothers was from Chicago. Man, this guy was so he was so good. You know, they don't even let him come to court, or when he do come to court, they cut him a check before he leaves.
I mean, they made him come down. Ain't that a job? Going to court is like work. Shit, I might gotta take on work. Well, shit, I need it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I tell you what, we got another question. So you know, you know, you're welcome to stay on and kick it, and you know, and rock and roll with us. We got another question up right now, so let's get to that one and let's keep it moving. But you give me a call. Like I said, you're welcome to stay on and you know, put in your input and rock and roll and your experience. And if not, you give me a call tomorrow. Let's keep it going.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, brother, from Chicago. All right. I'm gonna. I saw 302, and then I'll get you 269. Where you calling from? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Media, Pennsylvania. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you. I wanted to know that brother who was just on, what he was talking about as far as court concern. Can that take place as far as going to civil court for an eviction, what he was saying as far as appointing the judge of fiduciary?
Is 312 still on?
Yes, he's still there. It's the
312. That question for you, Mr. 312.
Okay.
Okay.
312?
Yeah.
Can you answer that question? Is it still good for civil case? An eviction situation? Okay, can you answer the question?
Yes. The view has been expressed that all public officers, all judges are public officers within whatever branch and whatever level of government and whatever be their private vocation are trustees of the people. So this is for all judges, clerks, all government. They have to be fiduciary trustees.
Okay.
You know, if you don't go make them fiduciary trustees, make them good, safe fiduciary trustees. Make sure they're good. They're acting in good faith and clean hands.
Okay, so basically, in a case like that, they can basically settle the account if you appoint them the fiduciary trustee?
Yes. Accept the oath of office. Accept that contract.
Would it be possible, sister, to give him my contact information?
Yes. You can let me give you the email address, and then I'll email it. excuse me, to him. My email address is number 4.
Okay. Well, I have Brother Kyle's
Oh, okay.
contact information. So, Is it okay if I get your contact information, brother?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Brother Kyle?
Yes.
That's
can you
okay.
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. The brother said it was okay, so I'll send you a text
mm-hmm.
or so to get the brother's contact
yes,
information.
I connected direct with him.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, y'all have a blessed night.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Brother
right.
Davis.
All right, no problem.
You may have some more. 269, then I see 708. So 269, good evening. You're on the air. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling in regards to Brother Chuck made pertaining to that how one will be able to get paid handling these cases in court after disputing these cases and winning in court.
Okay, so your question is getting paid for the court cases that you have. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that was a statement that the brother was making pertaining toward being paid after fighting these cases in court.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, which brother wants to answer that question?
Brother Chuck, I was directing this to Brother Chuck.
Okay. Well, what we have here is, first of all of these court cases, like I said, they have a bond tracking number, and just like whenever you get a bill of indictment, whenever you get a summons or a warrant. Notice they're in your business name, which is a straw man name. Now, what they act as a trustee, they act as a beneficiary, make you sign it and keep it, and charge you with the liability. So we have the documentation now where we can make them release those bonds, give up them bonds so you can take it and cash them in, because they're claiming that they're the beneficiary and you're the trustee. And so they charge you with it and charge you with the tax liability. So we're working on that aspect of now, unless, like I said, 312 got a solution already. And as a matter of fact, I got the documentation, and we're working on reading from some good people that already have it. They use it all the time. So that's another thing we're bringing to the table, and we're studying it at the moment. Like I said, unless he knows how to do it already.
Okay, and yeah, I've been dealing with these de facto government here in Kalamazoo for a minute, and
mm-hmm.
I've been winning a lot of cases, but I haven't actually tried to collect the bond. I'm just actually beginning to become knowledgeable about it, and it will be able to get some information. Pertain to how to claim some of the benefits that they've been taking from us.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, once we claim and take control of the benefits of the straw man, we ain't gonna say we're gonna own them. We're just gonna use it. So then they're gonna have to give it up, and that's why I was studying also the Department of Commerce and the Minister of Commerce and the United States Secretary of Commerce. Let me see here. That I have in the commercial registry, for it'll make them have to give it up. But we know that once you become a secured party, then guess what? That's all commercial transactions. So therefore, they cause an injury against your business or your estate, if you will. And so therefore, those are securities for your benefit instead of theirs. We just have to take that out of their hands by being a secured party in a commercial transaction and make them give it up.
Right.
So that's what we got right now. And see, I know some people that do it, but like I said, I'm studying it just as well because, like I said, it's not cheap what they do. So we're trying to make it
okay.
Where, people can, afford and benefit from it. And, I don't mind sharing, information with
right.
you. Because you've been in the battlefield where I started over there in Kalamazoo.
Oh, yeah. It's rough.
So, yes, indeed. So, claiming that estate, claiming, your trust and you having the right documentation, And like I said, a lot of checks go down to the probate court and sit there, and they give you a certain amount of time to come claim it. And I've heard that, and I believe it. But one thing about it is, it's carrying it out. Now, I've read it, and I've listened to it. So now I have to be a doer, you know, to guarantee that, because I don't want to send you down there, and I know it's done, and get that squared away.
Okay, thanks, bro.
So we do have the information. Yes, indeed.
Calling.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. We have 708, you're on the air, 708. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Tell us what you're calling from.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I am calling you from Oak Park, Illinois.
Oh, okay. How are you doing,
right.
Steve?
Thank you. Thank you so much. How's everyone doing in the evening time?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay.
And we're good. We're above ground.
Good, 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 good. My question is, what proper filing do I need in order to remove student loans?
Well, with student loans, did you sign a promissory note?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, that falls under, and a lot of people tell you that lie, and they'll tell you that lie. Well, you can't discharge student loans, you can't discharge this. Yes, you can, because first of all, the promissory note had, and I'm pretty sure you heard, had extinguished the debt. So basically, all you have to do is look under the, you know, like I said, you have the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, blah, blah, blah. Now, here's the thing. There's more than one way to do it. It's not just one. You can discharge that through their company, or if you got a third-party debt collector, you can say, hey, look, you're in violation of A, B, and C, because they sold that your credit game, you know, and this is a long, not long process, but there's more than one way that you can do that. So what I use is, just like I had said earlier, hey, I'm disputing this debt on the 15 U.S.C. 1692G, blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, we're removing it.
Can you slow that down? You said so quickly.
Yeah, 15 U.S.C. 1692G. You know they got one from like A to J or something like that. So you can read that. And now a lot of people will tell you, well, that's a federal student loan. You cannot discharge that or settle, you know, set that debt off. Yes, you can, because first of all, a promissory note is a negotiable instrument and it's a tender of payment. And it's the same thing. They make a claim, make them prove it. See, that put us on the hot seat and make us prove some things. You made the claim, prove it. Under these rules and these laws, you're in violation, and I will sue you. People says, well, you can write a promissory note. Yes, you can, but if you know how to do it correctly. You sure can. So if they sold the promissory note, which means a promise, if they sold the promise is no more good. You know, and it's really just like that. And so sometimes, you know, they get a little stubborn. So you use the rules and the laws to your benefit, and the federal laws as well, as long as they're to your benefit, and make them backpedal and go away. So there's many, but that's not the only way, but that is one of the many different ways to get that done. And also, if you read, it's called the Freedom of Education Act, or put a hurting on them too. Because really, lawfully, they're not supposed to be charging you for an education.
But they're charging the fiction, though. They're not charging her.
Oh, I know. It's an instrument. They charge it a straw man.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want to thank you for helping me out. I have to call you back to let you know what happened, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All
and,
right.
And, we'll give out the email address, but I do have that letter where I just wrote that back on, and they told me we're done trying to collect from you.
Do you have your birth certificate authenticated?
Ooh, I don't.
You have your birth certificate authenticated?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Well, that becomes a certificate of settlement also.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's
okay.
More than one way. I like the best way, and not saying that mine is the best, whatever works, and if I got something that works, you got something better, I'm dropping mine and using yours.
Okay.
But the BC
okay.
is a certificate of settlement as well.
Okay.
It's called a certificate
okay.
of settlement. Once you get it authenticated, you know, just like Mr. Chicago, the chief executive man says.
Okay. 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 Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you for calling.
Well,
as I close out.
You're welcome.
As the great Dr. Blair says, may the Creator bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Well,
thank you very much, and may he bless you too, and we all bless each other, and we all get a blessing.
Amen to that. Okay. Well, let's see. Let me see.
So
I
you
want to
give out the email address?
Yes, and I think we have one more, 313. I'll bring
okay.
them in a second. Okay. Mr. Fixit, MRFIX, as in xylophone, IT20012@yahoo.com. Mr. Fixit, 20012@yahoo.com. Mine is the number 4, energy. Savings with an S, number 2, letter U, at gmail.com. And when the brother gave the American Jurisprudence information, I looked that up. So I have it, and I'll just put it in the email when I send out the playback this evening or tomorrow morning. I'll put that in there. That way you all will have it. And I believe 313, do you have a question? 313, you're on the air. Do you have a question or are you just listening? Going once, going twice, going three times. Okay, I guess you're just
313.
313, thank you for listening. Okay, all right, I think we got about 27 minutes left. No more questions. And anything else we need to go over, or do we want to end early this evening?
Well, like I said, what we're going to do, we've got a few more minutes. And like I said, you know, the energy level definitely went up with everybody getting on and sharing
did.
Energy.
did.
And you know what?
I forgot.
You know, the brother. That's on the line 312, Sister Fole. I talked to him, and man, you talking about some boots on the ground experience. I tell you, they said, man, him and I talked to one of his other partners. They said, man, we'd have been in front of 50 or 60 judges.
Oh my goodness,
man!
You
I said, oh yeah, I said, and you know, and I tell you, and again, you know, it's really wonderful because, like I said, again, I'm not calling any names, but I've heard. Man, some webinars where folks was called names and, ooh, Lord. And like I said, we're all welcome because, like I said, we have some professionals that's on here. We have services, you know, and so if you will, you can talk about the service that we have. And like I said, that they're not free. And I'm going to tell you right now, they are not free, and they are not free. We don't try to kill folks, but, you know, just like a process. That we're having, we're getting to a point. And like I said, I know there's someone out there know it, that they know how to even stop from having to go into court. But until then, you know, we'll be on the track and we'll be on the case till we get there. So we all have some room to grow, and we do too. And like I said, I love how the brother from 312 drives the ship.
Right.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we do have for the family UCC service, brother, this brother, Mr. X, he is truly the master of the UCC. And when you get that service, he goes through everything. He covers everything in that UCC, including information about the liens and so forth like that. Okay. the other services would be the credit, the credit repair. There's a sister that does that on this team, and she's very good at what she does. And there's also a person that can get you your title to your car. This brother knows how to actually, if you have a balance or whatever on the car, that'll be eliminated. And he can get, like I said, the title to your car. The other services would be, my brain freezing now. The other services would be, you know, the traffic citations. They're real simple to eliminate. Let's see, what else is there, brother, that I may, I would say the foreclosure process,
mm-hmm.
working with that.
And I tell you, if I was everyone, if you don't know, if you're thinking, I would look up what Baylor Bailey means, because Baylor Bailey is what springs people out of incarceration to, like I said, it's not the only door, but it's a door that works very well, and also in dealing with negotiable instruments, Baylor and Bailey. It's super powerful, and pretty soon you're going to probably hear some of the gurus or whoever it is want to come out with it, and I guarantee you, and it works, communication that it does work. So, and also, you know, like I said, if you guys need the administrative process or document preparers, you know, Sister Fola as well as and a few family members that does that, very good, been through, have the experience, and type them up for those who do not feel like preparing documents as well, so amongst other things.
And don't forget the funding that is still in process of being worked on, but that is coming. I know he talked about it, you know, months ago, but you know how sometimes the negative forces will get in your way and start putting in these distractions and so forth like that. So, you know, that came about. However, we've overcome that now, so we're just waiting on some confirmation of some things. But like he said, services to help people in that area, so that's still coming.
Yep, it most definitely is, and we'll start doing some funding for people that can't afford to get it done or need help
mm-hmm.
getting it done. So, you know, like I said, the Ringing Stone Network is moving up a level, and also, like I said, we have other things that once you send me an email, we'll talk about that, you know, we're not going to air because it's private. So we have more than what we're saying, you know, on the
mm-hmm.
show. And like I said, we want to keep the public public and the private private and make sure things don't get in the wrong hand and be a tool for someone else to say, hey, I got a new idea. Let's take the people's
okay.
money, and we get the money there on their own. So,
mm-hmm.
so we can have private conversations as well. And like I said, hey, we have some really great things. And, again, we have professionals that listen to the show. I mean, when I say professionals, I mean professional. And not just at a desk, you know, on a laptop. We have some really people that work in the industry that knows what we don't know. And like I said, I got an opportunity also even today and get called back from senior executive vice presidents of our companies and also gentlemen that works with billionaires and trillionaires and sheiks and everything. And I can see how the private side is very wonderful. And a lot of people are like, well, how do I extract, let's say, the funds over on the public side? They do that. They don't know a lot about the private side, but when you listen, they really know but don't know. But the thing is, it's convert credit over into what they may call liquid asset or cash. So I get the chance to work with both sides. And, you know, that's a really wonderful thing to understand both sides. So it's really a great thing. So we have a lot of really wonderful things that's on the table that, you know, we're not going to air because, like I said, we don't want to be the one to be the ones co-mingling, and so that's the way it is. And then we don't want to give out a lot of tools where people get an idea and start back taking people's money, and they don't get remedy because it sounds good. And so, like I said, pretty soon the Ringing Stone, we're going to be giving out funds and putting out funds to help people just as well.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick, I know we got a few minutes left. Now, Sister Father Memo, I don't know, was that you? I asked a question. I said, when you hear Native American, what do you think about?
Oh, Native American?
Yeah.
Well, according to them, they'll say the so-called red man. But when I think of Native American,
Indian.
I think, huh?
And you're correct. I'm going to say the Indian. I said it.
Yeah.
And you know what? There is a lot of protection. Guess what? If you was born on this land, like I said, and native to this land, you are a Native American. It doesn't mean that you're Indian. And, boy, the Indians get a lot of benefits, not because they're Indian, but because their status is Native American. That ties you back to the land. And we'll talk about this a little later, you know, on the next show. So we got a few minutes. And, you know, again, if we don't have any questions, Sister Fola, we can go ahead and start the music playing and, you know, and we'll conclude. So.
Peace on peace, family. And I want to thank everyone for listening to that particular rerun with Brother Kyle and Sister Fola on the Remedies at Work. Stop back next week because I'm sure they'll be back next week. They just took a break for the holiday. And also keep in mind on Tuesday we have our holistic healers, Brother Gay God and his mate, Sister Vesely. They do their show every Tuesday on holistic healing. This Wednesday, we have Brother Lester Loving, and he's going to go into the additional predictions from the Olmec Mayan calendar. And there's supposed to be predictions that's going to take place up until 2020. So he's going to go into those predictions. You know, I'm looking forward to that. And then on Thursday, we're going to showcase some young crystal children. It's two females, one here in South Carolina, the other in Michigan. And they're going to be doing readings, tarot, and giving you your futuristic outlooks. And so we're definitely looking forward to that because, you know, when we start talking about moving into the age of Aquarius, then we should be looking at our children and looking at their gifts and seeing how their gifts is manifested and or assisting them. So with the Ringing Stone Network, we're trying to showcase some people. And this will probably be their first time ever doing readings internationally in their lives. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. You know, I'm showing the world that, you know, you may have thought that you have destroyed the earth, but as the earth regenerates, show cell his original people. So we'll watch our young on Thursday. And then get back to Sunday again. So please hang around. Stay with us again. Enjoy your Sunday. Happy Mother's Day. Take care of the mothers and those other great nurturers. Family, peace and love.
Dreaming of a brighter flame to wake. flashlight.